Hello all, welcome to WFHR's Rapids Report, proudly brought to you by Crockett Septic. Big thank you to them. We are here on this June 12th, 2025, with some of our favorite people, our UW Extension of some of our favorite people. One of our favorite people is Kayla. Kayla Rombalski is with us right now. Always enjoy talking with you. How you been, Kayla?
I've been well, busier than ever, but that's not a bad thing. Thank you for having me on, James.
Before we dive into some of the topics we wanted to get into, I almost forgot to mention this in our pregame. I signed up for your newsletter today. Could not have been simpler. It literally took me 3 or 5 seconds, like somewhere in between there. And I actually took a second there and paused. It was like, whoa, that it? Like, that's really nice. It's very cool. And it's a great resource, not only for the things that you guys are doing over at Extension, but just our state and the way you guys cover the state so well.
Yeah.
I encourage you to go to extension.wisc.edu, sign up for that newsletter. Again, it'll take you 3 seconds. And then just figure out what you're going to do with the next minute. Because it didn't take very long. And it's a great resource. Encourage you to sign up for it, everybody. Speaking of great resources, Kayla, you guys just wrapped up one event of ours, one part of our clean sweep event.
We did. Yeah, that was a great segue, James.
Thank you.
So a couple of weekends ago, up in Marshfield at the Agricultural Research Station off of Yellowstone Drive, we hosted a clean sweep collection. So for those listeners that may not be familiar with this program, it's sponsored by DATCAP at the state level. And it is a household hazardous waste disposal program, as well as agricultural waste disposal. So as you're cleaning out, you know, pole sheds, barns, places on your property, and you come across old oil-based paint, maybe old gasoline, you're not sure how old it is, you don't know what to do with it, Clean Sweep is your place. We will gladly take those items at Clean Sweep, any pesticides, any agricultural chemicals. We take that at Clean Sweep. It is free of charge for Wood County residents, and we'll let the professionals dispose of that stuff safely so that it doesn't end up in our waterways and doesn't pose more harm to the environment. So it's a great program, and we just wrapped it up in Marshfield. And I have to tell you, James, as I was preparing for this program, typically it's busy. It's from 8 to noon. It's usually busy right at 8. There's a bit of a line, and then it kind of tapers off. There's not as many people coming.
Yeah.
So it was myself and two of my extension colleagues that were scheduled to work that day. And we, in preparation, I said, you know, I'll bring some chairs, I'll bring a table, I'll bring some cards. We can play some games in our downtime. Maybe bring a book if you want. I prepared them, and they had never worked this event before. I prepared them for, you know, a bit of a rush in the morning and then some downtime. We never sat down. Marshfield showed up in a big way for this event, and Rapids as well. I mean, we had a fair number of folks that drove up from Rapids. We served more than 210 vehicles or households in 4 hours. There was a steady line that never died down, and that is just fantastic.
Yeah.
I mean, that's more people than I've ever seen show up for this event, and so it was so so good to see that turnout and to see people also being patient. I mean, everyone was super nice and kind, and they were waiting in line for a long time, but they were patient and they were laughing with us, and it was just a really great community event.
Warms the heart. It's really encouraging to hear. I know how much this subject means to me. I can only imagine how much it must mean for you and so many of your colleagues and people that are really on the forefront of, you know, trying to get this information out there, trying to help our water, our earth, you know, just be healthier. And our community disposing of these things properly. On the other side of this, too, it also shows the need for this and how much this is needed and how important it is that we do have these events, which is also, I think, noteworthy about it. And just where we are now, where I think most people, I don't like to say this as good or bad, but for lack of a better way to put it, that most people want to do the right thing, want to do the good thing with this stuff. It's oftentimes uncertainty, or maybe, well, this is what my dad did or my grandpa did or whatever and stuff. And it's important to also the information part of this and being able to share with people like, hey, I call up and I don't know what this thing is. Can I get rid of it there? And you find out if you can or you can't.
Right.
Or where the proper place to put that. that is. So while that 200, that number is beautiful, that's awesome to hear. I also think about all the people throughout the year that you guys help with information like that.
Yeah. And we take those phone calls pretty seriously. Like sometimes it causes us to have to do a little bit of digging, and sometimes we end up with conflicting answers, but we really try hard to get back to the caller with the information about where they can take things.
From community members to politicians to people at Extension, we've got a lot of people trying to work on that forefront of making our state healthier, our state cleaner, our ag better, because this also helps our farmers and adds to our farmers. Then the work that they're doing on this front is noteworthy as well.
Yes.
So just a big thank you to everybody on this one, because we're all tired of hearing about PFAS. We're all tired of hearing about that stuff. You really want to get rid of them, this is one of the ways to do it. You're tired.
Exactly.
If you're tired of the conversation, start
here you
doing
go.
It.
Right.
It's my, this is, this, and I give my mother credit on this one, because if I was tired about my room being a mess, well, Jimmy, clean it.
Right.
This is basically what we're talking about here.
Yeah. I just a quick story and aside. I laugh frequently. One of my first memories of UWSP, so I moved to Stevens Point. That's what brought me to Central Wisconsin. Now I'm here in Rapids. But I moved to Stevens Point for UWSP, and I lived in Knutson, which is historically like the, you know, the natural resources dorm.
Yeah.
And here I am, college freshman, you know, nervous as all get out, and I accidentally put a can, a soda can, in the wrong slot in the recycling center on the, you know, third floor or whatever of the residence hall. And I remember there was like a much older, you know, kind of a big burly outdoorsman who was in the hallway and saw me do it and said, "That's not where that goes." And I will just never forget that. Like, I think Central Wisconsin is really has that, you know, that pride of recycling and being environmentally friendly really embedded in it. And
to that point, the popularity and in need of clean sweep, we're going to be having one here in Rapids in September.
Yes, absolutely. So on September 13th, it's a Saturday at the Town of Saratoga Town Hall, right there off of 73. You can come out from 8 to noon and bring any of those unwanted chemicals with you. We hope to see just as large of a turnout here in Rapids as we saw in Marshfield. So please save the date, and we'll see you there.
Kayla, is there a website or somewhere we can send people if they are curious about what products they can and can't bring?
Yeah, so we have some of that listed on our Extension website. You can find it on the Community Development Clean Sweep page. You can also always just give us a call. So sometimes, you know, there are these oddball items that you're not sure what to do with. Give us a call. We'd be happy to tell you or to track down the answer for you and get that. Yeah. So it's 715-841-8440 is our phone number.
And we'll get that out there again before we wrap up. Kayla, I know we wanted to spend some time talking about the Connecting Entrepreneurs Communities Conference that's coming up. What can you tell us about this?
Yeah, so this conference has been a big part of my work life the past couple of months. It's kind of funny, like any large event, you know, it's like planning for a wedding. It'll be here before we know it, and then it'll all be over. But next week, Tuesday and Wednesday, we are expecting 200 people from across the state, more than 200. I think we're at like 215 for registration, to host a statewide conference that's really focused on enhancing rural communities and the services that they provide to small business owners and entrepreneurs in their communities. So super excited about this. We have 16 breakout sessions across 4 different time tracks. So there's really something for everyone to choose from. And it's just going to be a great time. I'm so excited.
Yeah. I wanted to, because I can feel the passion for me. I just can tell how much you're enjoying this. I wanted to let you just have the lane and go and everything. When it comes to some of the people out there listening that maybe are just hearing about this and everything, especially to anybody out there that has thought about getting into the business world or taking an idea and running with it, any of the ways I could word this, are they still able to be a part of this? Are they still able to reach out?
They are. So registration is is still open. It will be open right up, I think, until day of. So you can go to the Extension website that you mentioned earlier. You'll find it there. Search for Connecting Entrepreneurial Communities Conference, or CEC. And this is a great opportunity for those small business owners, for those entrepreneurs, for municipalities and local government officials. If you have a role in your town's planning and zoning department, or if you are on town government, this is a great way to learn more about how you can support entrepreneurs. And you may think, you know, a lot of smaller communities think, oh, well, we don't have any entrepreneurs or startup organizations. And I would encourage you to think otherwise. Think about the number of small businesses that started in someone's garage or in their basement and are now really, really successful businesses. There's a business in Pittsville that sells in the top 0.1% of all Etsy businesses.
Whoa.
And they're right here in central Wisconsin. So think about those folks and how you're engaging them. They're out there. And if you think they're not, you're overlooking a really interesting population that you could be serving.
Well, we're in a state of innovators. We're in a state of creatives. Wisconsin has a wonderful history of adding to the world and different business parts of the world and everything. I think that when it comes to this, we've seen the migration has already happened. It happened during and after the pandemic of people being tired of a job and wanting a career, or tired of a job or a career and being like, you know, I don't mind making a buck or two less, and I'm going to open an Etsy shop. I'm going to do something along these lines. The opportunities for businesses and for people, whether we're talking about that or farmers markets or anything else, to sell goods, to sell an idea, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
There's never been more opportunities for people to be able to do this. I think you can make a strong argument. There's never been a time in human history it's better to start a business. It's right. Better to really lunch off and do something. It's also noteworthy, I think, and important to mention that, you know, for every business that succeeds, there's ones that don't. The ones that don't, and talking to people and just knowing a bit about this world, I don't know as much as most, but I know a bit about it. It's oftentimes the people that go into it and they have a great idea, but they don't have all the information they need. They right. don't have their ducks in a row.
Yep.
They don't know certain things about it. I'm a pretty creative guy. I got quite an imagination. I need Seth and Melissa and this crew around
sure.
here to help me put this stuff
like rein it in.
Yes,
right.
Yes. Nobody wants me running this station by myself. Nobody
sure.
wants that.
Yep.
Me at the top of that list. It's important to be able to pull information from people, to be able to share information.
Absolutely.
A conference like this is perfect opportunity for that.
Yes, that's the beauty of this conference, really, is that there are so many different sessions that are focused on a lot of different areas. So if you are someone who loves your business and you make, I don't know, let's say you make widgets, and that's your thing, right? Like, you're really focused on the production of those. But maybe in order to go to that next level as an entrepreneur, you need more financing. You don't know quite where to go. You don't know how to go about that financing piece. There's a session on small business financing, on entrepreneurial financing. And if you're a support system, so again, I mentioned those municipalities earlier, if you're an organization that serves entrepreneurs, that financing conversation could be helpful just to know about what resources are out there. Oftentimes with conferences, it's not necessarily the sessions themselves, though we have great sessions. It's the people that you meet when you're there. And in addition to those 16 breakout sessions, we have a lot of opportunity for you and for conference attendees to be able to network, to really get to experience Wisconsin Rapids, which is something we're really excited about, to be able to feature this great community that we have here. And then also just to have fun. So
yeah.
We're doing things like a rafters game for
that.
Everyone.
Yeah,
yes,
cool.
Yes, it'll be awesome. We're going out to Rooted in Red, so you'll have the opportunity to tour a fifth generation women-owned cranberry marsh.
Great,
and
great
the event
over there.
Yes, absolutely, the event space that they've created. I mean, it's going to be a lot of fun. Unfortunately, it looks like, according to the weather, which could change five times between now and Tuesday,
yes.
that it's supposed to rain most of the Tuesday, Wednesday, but we bought umbrellas for everyone, So that'll be nice. A conference giveaway. Yeah, we were thinking ahead. And it's supposed to be nice and hot.
Yeah.
That'll work well.
Rain and
warm weather.
I'm sorry, I got distracted. I love the umbrella idea. That was really good. That's a really good idea. Yeah. That's fun. Can you, and we don't certainly have to go through every detail if you want, but do you want to go a little bit more focused on some of these sessions and some of these things that are going to be available for people?
Absolutely. So it kicks off on Monday evening, like I said, with a Rafters game. We've actually reserved the Point Craft River for everyone. Cool. So it'll be a really great time. And again, one of those awesome opportunities to just network and talk back and forth with other like-minded people. Mm-hmm. And then on Tuesday morning.
Do you want to shout out Centergy for sponsoring
that? Yes, thank you.
That's really cool.
I would be remiss if I didn't shout out Angel and the team at Centergy for sponsoring.
Big fans of Angel and the team over there.
Same. So, I am also a big fan of Angel. And that, so that's, you know, we're getting a little bit off topic, but I think this is an important point to make, and you've brought it up perfectly, is that this conference is not being planned in a vacuum, right? There are so many people, friends here in the Rapids community that have been part of the conference planning team. So folks like Angel, who is amazing, I sing her praises everywhere I go. She's a walking, talking billboard for Central Wisconsin.
She's amazing. My only problem with Angel is she doesn't stop by the studio enough. We don't see her anymore.
Right. I'll see if I can twist her around.
Say hi to her
that.
For us.
Yeah. And then, you know, Kyle Kearns, who is the city development, community development director, has been amazing and a huge part of this conference. Stacy and her team at the Chamber have been amazing. Meredith and her team at the CVB. So we're talking about just like the key community players that have really come together to make this conference a success and to showcase our community.
And as long as we're here, you know, we could keep going back and forth with a couple of more names probably and everything.
Right.
And I hope that people, you know, we normalize stuff so easily in society. It's not anybody's fault. It's just the way time works. But how fortunate we are in this area. Those names you mentioned, the names we could mention of people that really represent this area well, care about this area, are fighting for this area to get more attention, more businesses or any of these things. Our mayor, what he's doing with that front.
Yes, yep, and he's part of this as well.
It's another reason why if you're a business, and especially a business that's just starting out and you're looking for, you know, one of the major things with business, and I'm sure this will be covered in the conference, is location. Mm-hmm. Well, our location is pretty darn good. And you can talk to almost any business owner in this area, whether they're on 8th Street or over on East Grand or wherever, and talk to them about how good their business is doing or how this community supports their own and businesses coming here and stuff. So it's another great little side note that we
yes,
that
yes.
was fun. That
the
was
people are really what makes this. And they have made, the team has made this the most fun. So I know that there were folks that I didn't mention by name, and it's not intentional. I don't mean to leave anyone out, but just know that our conference planning team is a group of superstars.
To anybody we didn't mention, take comfort in knowing that Kayla and I around 2 a.m. will be feeling guilty when it occurs to us who we didn't think of. Like, oh,
yes,
I didn't mention that.
We will. I promise I won't send you a text at 2 a.m. when I remember that.
Was there some other things you wanted to touch on the dates? Or?
I am looking at right now the tracks. So we've talked a little bit about what this conference will cover. I think it's important for potential attendees to know kind of what they're getting into. So those 16 sessions that I told you about cover really 4 different kind of buckets, if you will. One of them is Entrepreneurial Ecosystems 101. So that is really a basic introduction to rural entrepreneurism, what you need to know to get started, those details. There's a session on Rethinking Rural, Innovating for Tomorrow's Economy. So this is a really interesting session because in this session or in this track, for example, there's a breakout on rural tech hubs and looking at Central Wisconsin, at even the Northwoods, at different rural areas as a place where we can have tech startups that are really,
really
successful. And, you know, typically you see those in big cities. You see them in Madison, Milwaukee, even Silicon Valley out in California. But it doesn't need to be limited to those locations. We have a great quality of life right here in Central Wisconsin. And we know that. Others who have chosen to move here will know that as well. Why can't we have you know, high tech companies right here in our backyard.
It's a really good idea. And states like Wisconsin need to be on the forefront of that, need to be reaching out, need to be making themselves more and more available for that kind of thing. Because a lot of, we're seeing it already. A lot of these businesses are looking to pick up and move to a different state or just set up a factory in a different place or something like that. That's a great idea, too.
Yeah. So rethinking rural, thinking differently about that. And then there's a session that's all about, or a track that's all about local roots, big impact. So this is talking about what we are doing right here in central Wisconsin that's making a difference. So you can expect that within that track, there's a session on the paper mill and on the change of industry in Wisconsin Rapids, right? We had a economy that was dominated by one industry. When that industry goes away, what do you do? How do you come back from that? And so that'll be a really interesting session and a good story to tell. And then some other things that we're doing here in central Wisconsin, like we have our Founders Network events that are meeting across our central Wisconsin cities and giving entrepreneurs a chance to network and learn from one another.
Is this something we need people to register for?
Yes, they do need to register. So you can't just show up. Please register ahead of time. Your registration includes meals and all the swag that we're giving away. So it's $125. I think that's pretty reasonable given all that comes with the conference.
I agree. I mean, you're getting multiple days of not only days of great information that are going to be integral to you starting up your business and doing this. Well, also the networking end of it that you can't put a price on. The idea of running into people that you wouldn't normally run into, having conversations, whether it's information or just a fun conversation that you normally wouldn't have, that's priceless right there. But if I told you that, hey, you know, you do this and it helps your business. So you're gonna spend money in marketing. You're gonna spend money in advertising. You're gonna spend money in those things. This is not any different than that. This is an investment in your business. This is an investment in yourself. And if I put it, I think you think of it that way. That ain't nothing. Sign me up. That sounds like a pretty darn good idea and a pretty good to be in. Just me saying this and everything seems like a steal of a deal. It really is, considering not only the amount of days this is, the amount of information, but again, all the organic stuff that can happen that you just can't put a price on. It's a really fun event. The event will be going on June 16th through the 18th, and it has multiple locations. So I'm used to saying the location.
One is different.
That's really cool. Kayla, is there anything else you wanted to touch on before I let you get going?
No, I think that's all. Thank you so much for your time, James, and thanks for all that you guys do here at the radio. We really appreciate it.
Back at you. Say hi to the team for us over there at Extension, and looking forward to talking again real soon.
Sounds wonderful. Thank you.
But before we do let you get going, phone number, way people can contact you if they'd like to.
So you can certainly look up Extension Wood County. You'll find my contact information on that page, 715-421-8440.
And again, extension.wisc.edu is the website. You can find all the information that Kayla and I and all of our Extension friends have talked about. Thanks again, Kayla.
Of course.
And thanks to all of you out there for joining us for another edition of WFHR's Rapids Report.